producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, before I get into sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm going to have Eric Pratt, the director from Gun Owners of America, with me to highlight the top 10 misstatements made by Barack Hussein Obama in his response to another shooting, of course, in Oregon. And again, we'll have him right on the other side of the break, and we will take it from there, see how we can rock this out. Folks, outside of that, I know it's a holiday, and I hope you have a good day off. If you have a day off, it's always good to have a day off, isn't it, friends? Because that is about as foreign to me as the Chinese language is to the American language concerning my life, because there is no days off. And I know I'm supposed to take off the Sabbath. I get all of that good stuff, friends. I mean, I got a lot going on, and we got a country to fight for, right? Because we know that the price of liberty is what? Eternal vigilance, said our forefathers. And that's exactly what it takes, is the good fight of faith, is the way Paul described it in the book of Timothy. And who's that guy? He's the one that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. So, without further ado, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages correlate. They work one with another. They interact one with another, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. As well as jumping over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And why is that? Because we know that there is no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved, like it or not. Because at the end of the day, friends, every knee will bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Because we understand that all roads lead to the judgment seat of Christ. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, what? The judgment. So, folks, without further ado, let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, I wanted to let you know as well, if you want to jump online, do not wait until the last segment, folks. Here, let me reiterate this, because, folks, we know people like to call in during the last segment. We got one short hour to pack it with as much information as possible. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that we're going to be back out in Texas this up and coming month. Stephanie's got some meetings here in the state of Minnesota. Then we're going to be going to Texas, and then after that, we're going to be hitting the East Coast to do some colleges and hopefully some more high schools and tea parties out there as well, and radio, television, so on and so forth. So again, if you'd like to jump on and you would like to have us jump on aboard as to what you're doing in your backyard, folks, listen, we're about 3 months out right now, but if you'd like to book focus. Now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. DOA cites public safety for continued violation of the Constitution of the United States of America. I'm humored by this particular article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Children of ISIS send Obama a message. Children of ISIS send Obama a message. Does the apple fall too far from the tree? Of course it doesn't. Pay attention to who ISIS is, and pay attention, friends, to who the children are. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We find this little boy out in, you know, the little guy out in Texas who made the clock. Well, it's not all that was what it was all up to be as far as what the state-controlled narrative was, folks, when they wanted you to believe that it was some little Islamic boy playing games with the authorities out there. Why don't you go ahead and take a look as to what really took place out there concerning this little Islamic jihadist and who his daddy is and the history behind these two individuals, folks, because it's second to none. And you're talking about some dangerous people, folks, where the state-controlled media is helping dig the pit that which they will fall into themselves as well at the end of the day if they want to continuously play games in such a fashion as to what we're seeing in the present. Again, if you go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, you can find out for yourself exactly as to what's going on concerning what's going on in your country. Again, friends, just it's crazy, crazy stuff happening in your country today, folks. Shocking threats released by Irving officials after Islamic clock fraud incident. And folks, it is fraud. There's a cover-up concerning the Islamists and the jihadists in the United States at every turn concerning the state-controlled media. And how couldn't it be? Because we know, according to Amber Lyon, the CNN journalist, award-winning journalist, who told us that CNN's content is paid by foreign governments. So we can see, America, we're in trouble. Again, read Deuteronomy 28 when you get some time. Also wanted to let you know, folks, what's going on in your country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Homosexual sodomites sodomized a young boy will only serve 13 years in prison. I said only 13 years in prison. Folks, might I remind you, I have a friend that is an investigator in the state of Minnesota, and he said, Bradley, these pedophiles, because they've crossed lines, friends, is what they have done. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. And if you'd like to take it a step further, that's the New Testament. You can also go back to the Old Testament and check out Exodus 22, and you'll find out further that these are not the little ones that you want to mess with, because God will avenge them. But interestingly enough, my friend out in the state of Minnesota here, who's an investigator, told me, pedophiles, Bradley, are the nicest people to your face, he said, but don't ever turn your back. And he said, furthermore, Bradley, these people cannot, listen, they cannot be rehabilitated. Well, why couldn't they be rehabilitated? Well, first of all, we don't see it in Scripture. And secondly, friends, they've crossed spiritual lines. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Doctor describes horror in German hospital overrun by Muslim migrants. Listen to this again, friends. They come in as the innocent victim while they are the ones perpetuating the crimes to what? Upend who you are. This is happening on a global scale, and they're using the UN to actually promulgate their message and to advocate or propagate their lies concerning who these people are. They are not the innocent victims, friends. They are the perpetuators of the crime. We're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking to Eric Pratt, director from Gun Owners of America. By the way, him being the son of Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, and he's going to outline for us the 10 top things that Barack Hussein Obama has stepped in concerning the Oregon shooting. There's no better way to say it. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed that Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, top 10 misstatements made by Obama in his response to the Oregon shooting. Let me lay the premise out for you really quick, and then we'll pull Eric Pratt, the director for Gun Owners of America, up real quick here, and we can have him expound on as to what the 10 points are. But without saying too much here, friends, what's interesting is my father-in-law, he was over to the house yesterday, and he said, "Bradley, did you see Eric Pratt's last letter?" And I said, "No, I didn't." I said, "What's it about?" He said, "The top 10 misstatements made by Obama in his response to Oregon shooting." It kind of reminds me of the fact that he's a constitutional scholar, friends, and he keeps reminding the American people that we're a democracy when, in fact, the opposite is true. We're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. And it's interesting how this constitutional scholar is attacking not only your Christian heritage, friends, but the Constitution of the United States of America on a daily basis. And of course, that's his objective. He wants to upend your sovereignty. Well, the only way to do that is to disarm you. And so anyways, I told my father-in-law, I said, I'll give Eric a call. And so I gave Eric a call. And Eric Pratt, are you there with me, my friend?
Good to be with you. I am, Bradley. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much. I've been expounding as to what's going on in the country over the last couple weeks concerning the shootings and how these anti-gunners are trying to get the American people caught into a debate. And I see debate in this country as nothing more than the employee trying to overreach and usurp its employer in an attempt to eradicate Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. And we all know that once the Article 2 of Bill of Rights, the right to bear arms is, it's taken or stripped away from us. If we allow this to happen, nothing else stands. And so anyways, in saying that, Eric, I appreciate you jumping on the radio with me really quick here. Such a short notice. And again, I just appreciate you jumping on with me. But I, in highlighting what we're talking about here, the top 10 misstatements made by Obama in his response to Oregon shooting. I want you to just take your time, and I want you to be thorough about this, because I want people to understand what anti-gunners are attempting to do concerning the rights that God has bestowed upon us. So we have 10 of them, and without further ado, Eric, I'm just going to give it over to you and just say, let's go.
Well, obviously, I can't characterize or repeat what the president said with his tone and invective and get people's blood boiling to the same way as when you actually listen to the president. It got to the point I had to stop listening to him give his response, and I just had to read it online. His disregard for our Constitution is disgusting. This goes back to the never let a tragedy go to waste. And here he is, trying to politicize. In fact, even, bragging, this is something worth politicizing. So gun owners are disgusted. So are the people of Oregon from that community. And, it was good to see many of them boycotting this trip and speaking out against it. But if you summarize everything the president was saying is, this is a dangerous country because we have too much access to firearms, and we don't have enough gun control. Bottom line, those are the two big things that he tries to flesh out over and over. And, that's just so false on so many counts. But he says it in different ways and with different variations. The first thing, one of the first points that he made is that the United States of America is the one advanced nation on earth where we don't have sufficient common sense gun safety laws. Of course, you stop right there. Where on earth has there been anywhere where gun control laws, so-called common sense gun control laws, are obeyed by criminals? The whole idea of common sense gun control is insane because criminals don't obey the laws. By definition, if they want to kill and murder, they're not going to say, oh, but I'm not allowed to buy a firearm, or, oh, I have to go through a background check, or, oh, they're not legal to carry. All the evidence shows to the contrary that, quite frankly, they look for places where guns are banned. In fact, that was the answer to his first point, is, Mr. President, have you noticed that all the public mass shootings going back to 1950, except for two of them, occurred in gun-free zones? In this country, all but two public mass shootings have occurred in gun-free zones. We're talking about schools. We're talking about post offices. We're talking about even military installations. And that surprises a lot of people. But, yes, they do have military police. But then that's just no different than any other place where guns would be banned, where you have police. But the point is the potential victims are disarmed by law or regulation. And that is certainly the case on any of the military installations like Fort Hood or the Navy Yard or the Tennessee shooting where we've seen innocent servicemen being shot and killed. In fact, it's interesting when you look at virtually all of the mass shootings or potential attempted mass shootings from this summer have been in gun-free zones. Certainly the Charleston church shooting, Oregon shooting just recently, the Lafayette Theater, I mentioned Tennessee. So here all these shootings that grab the headlines are the ones where guns are banned.
Now, I know that this is your forte, Eric, and I just got a question. I want to lay to your candor really quick, because we know anything that stands against the Constitution is null and void, and we know it's also called unlaw. So how is it a law if it contradicts the Constitution when we say that they've created all of these laws that actually strip the American people of the rights that God has bestowed upon them in the first place?
That's a great question, and I think the basic answer to that is the difference between authority versus power.
That's
they
right.
don't have the authority to pass these laws, but they do have the power, just as, you know, you have the power perhaps to tackle an old 80-year-old lady in the parking lot. You might have the power to do that, but not the authority.
That's right.
You know, same with a middle linebacker. He has the authority and the power to do that on the football field, not to the old lady in the parking lot. Well, government, as you know, Bradley, I mean, it's frequently operating outside of its authority. And so it's passing laws that it has no authority to do, but it has the power to do it. And the problem is, and here's why Gun Owners of America exist. We're here to repeal these oppressive gun laws that are restricting us of our rights. And, you know, you can say, well, they don't have authority to pass it, so I'm going to disregard it. And I know a lot of people who do. The only problem is that if you get caught, you can spend time in jail, and then you're behind bars arguing your innocence. Much better to work to repeal the law so that, A, it's not going to discourage good people from keeping and bearing, a.k.a. carrying firearms, and, B, that then there's not going to be punishment. I mean, Vermont law should be law everywhere, which is if you can carry a firearm as long as you're not intending to commit a crime with it. You know, Vermont was the original constitutional carry state. In fact, for years we referred to it as Vermont carry. I mean, that's basically consistent with the Second Amendment. If you are not committing a crime, then you are free to do so. And that's the way law should be. It should only focus on punishing the wrongdoer. That's Romans 13, right? Civil government bears the sword to punish wrongdoers. It shouldn't be a terror to the innocent. It should be a terror to the evildoers. Instead, what we see is that it passes laws it has no authority to pass and therefore becomes a terror to the innocent. And that's the problem. That's what we're trying to fix, both legislatively but also in the courts as well.
Eric, are you guys also, when you guys are in the courts, are you bringing to the light, for example, some of these anti-gunner mayors that we found that they're criminals themselves? For example, we've seen and we have found that some, when we pull the curtain back or we uncover these individuals that are anti-gunners, as they call themselves, we found many of them to be guilty as charged with their own ranks of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, so on and so forth. I think it's pretty telling to the American people that these are the sort of people that are the anti-gunners. And it's also interesting, even after Columbine, if I recollect correctly, it was actually Rosie O'Donnell that said, you know, anybody that owns a gun should go to jail. Well, the fact of the matter is we pulled the curtain back just a little bit with her, and we found that her bodyguard actually just went and applied for a permit to protect her. It's as right. if they have the right to bear arms, but we, the peasants, we don't have the right, when in fact there's 318 million people that are allowing a handful of people to commit these crimes against we the people. And here's my objective, and this is what I'm going for, Eric. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And I've talked to your dad about this before, too. When is it that the American people say enough is enough to the crimes of those that are trying to strip them away from the right, again, that God gave them, the right to bear arms, which shall not be infringed? When does that take place in your view?
Well, the problem is we have to stop reelecting the very people who are trying to take away our rights. So
that's right.
While it is certainly legitimate.
Eric, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take a quick break here, folks. I'm sorry it just came up on me here real quick. Eric, you're going to hold over with me for one more segment, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Folks, you got Bradley and you got Eric Pratt, Executive Director from Gun Owners of America. We'll get you right on the other side.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got Eric Pratt, Director of Gun Owners of America. Again, if you'd like to call in and talk to him, 1-866-582-9933. That is if I can hold my wind long enough for Eric to actually give as much information as possible to the listener. For that, Eric, I ask you to forgive me. I got a guy like you on the radio. I really want to have a conversation because there's so many things I'd like to extract or pull from you that people need to hear. So again, welcome to Sons of Liberty, and thank you for being with us, Eric.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much, Bradley.
I was talking about right before the break these anti-gun mayors, and I was talking about the crimes and how they're guilty as charged. And I laid to your candor, justice is the guardian of liberty. When is it that the American people say enough is enough? And then you began to explain that, well, the American people need to quit revoting the same individuals in. So if you want to go ahead and take it from there, that'd be great.
Sure. I mean, obviously it's legitimate to point the finger at these corrupt officials, these officials that don't follow the Constitution, and we need to vote them out. But to the extent that we do keep voting them in, we need to point the finger at ourselves. And that's one reason why GOA is here. We provide materials like a rating where we take all of a representative's or senator's votes on the Second Amendment issues, and we compile it into a rating. There's other organizations that do the same thing. And it's really incumbent upon voters to do their homework and look at these things, because it's not enough to just look at the R or D after their name, Republican, Democrat, or even Libertarian. You know, we've had some Libertarians that fill out our surveys, and they're completely anti-gun. So, you know, you really need to get under the surface of the labels and really do the homework before we go to the voting booth. It is incredibly important.
Well, you kind of caught me off guard there with your cut, but here's the fact. We're talking with Eric Pratt, Director of Gun Owners of America, and we're talking about the top 10 misstatements made by Obama in his response to the Oregon shooting. I think it's absolutely astounding more than anything myself, Eric, that this president claims to be a constitutional scholar, and he talks so contrary or anti-constitution and anti-American that, of course, that's the message that he wants to convey, because he wants to brainwash or dummy down the next generation to actually believe what he has to say. But when we listen to his talking points, we already hit off on number one. But number two, you brought up the point that the president said, we talked about this after Columbine and Blacksburg, after Tucson, after Newton, after Aurora, after Charleston. And here, now we have him doing it again after Oregon and every, just as you said earlier, hey, never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's exactly what he's capitalizing on. And the American people need to know and need to make distinction between that which is law and that which is not law.
And not only that, in listing off all these shootings that he's capitalizing on, he's listing gun-free zones. In other words, the very places where guns are illegal are the places that bad guys choose to take their illegally acquired firearms, or maybe firearms they acquired legally, but they choose those places to go shoot up. They don't go to the gun show. They don't go to the police station. They go where they're going to be the only one. And as I mentioned earlier, that you can only find two examples going back to 1950 where these public mass shootings occurred outside of a gun-free zone. In other words, in a place where people actually were legally able to carry. There's only been two of those examples. You know, the president, though, you go on to the next point, he says, it cannot be this easy for somebody who wants to inflict harm on other people to get his or her hands on a gun. Well, you know, Mr. President, just look at the places in this country that restrict firearms the most. They're the places that are the most dangerous. We're talking about Washington, D.C., or Chicago, or Baltimore. And, of course, they will say then, well, that's simply because people, let's say, you know, if you're talking about Washington, D.C., that's because they go across the river into Virginia where they're legal, they grab their guns there, and then they take them into Washington, D.C., where they're illegal. Well, if that's the reason, then why are the guns only a problem when they get into Washington, D.C.? Why aren't they a problem in Virginia? Because when you do go right across the river, all those legal guns in, let's say, Arlington, Virginia, which is right across the river literally from Washington, D.C., Arlington's murder rate is 40 times lower than it is in the district. And if you go a little further to where I live and work in Fairfax County, we have twice the population as Washington, D.C., and yet our murder rate is 20 times lower than the district. All these guns, you can buy them easily. You can carry them. You can easily get concealed carry permits here in Northern Virginia. There's guns everywhere, and yet our murder rate is far, far lower. So it totally blasts what the president's trying to claim. You know, he goes on to say, and I guess he thinks that this is a fearful talking point. He says there's a gun for roughly every man, woman, and child in America. Now, I guess that's supposed to sound scary. So how can you, with a straight face, he says, make the argument that more guns will make us safer? Well, Mr. President, if that's not true, then I guess you'll be firing your Secret Service contingent, right?
That's right. That's
if more guns don't make us safer, what are they doing?
That's right. That's exactly right. You see that with Congress. You see that with the courts. You see that with the UN. You see that with the Pope, who was just here. And it blows me away, the simplicity of understanding what's going on here. Which begs the question, Eric, what's their end game?
Well, I think their end game is they do want to confiscate firearms. And some people may say, oh, that sounds too radical. But actually, it's already occurred. Well, certainly we can talk about examples in other countries, but even in this country, it's occurred on limited levels. But then when you hear the president, even in his response to Oregon, praising what Australia did and saying we need to do that here, well, wait a minute, hit the pause button. What did Australia do? They passed a ban and then confiscated firearms. So he is praising the laws, the pattern that has occurred down under, and he wants to bring that here. And so we do see politicians, especially with the D after their name, Democrats frequently talking about confiscating firearms. In fact, you know, talk about hypocrites. Dianne Feinstein, senator from California, said on a very famous 60 Minutes interview that if I could have gone door to door and confiscated firearms, I would have. But she didn't think that was possible in the modern political culture. So that's why she had offered her ban on so-called assault weapons. What we're really talking about is semi-automatic firearms that look mean and ugly. And that ban, of course, was in play for 10 years, and then it sunset. But, you know, here Dianne Feinstein wanted to confiscate firearms, but not for her, because for many years as mayor, she had a concealed carry permit.
That's exactly right. And even to take it a step further, it was interesting that the president said, it was 0.5 actually on your article here, Eric, we know because of the polling that says the majority of Americans understand we should be changing these laws. I'm kind of curious, where did they take those polls?
Well, depending on how you ask the question, you can get a poll, you can pay for a poll to get any result you want. And certainly they have found polls that seem to indicate that people want more gun control. On the other hand, there's some very significant polls, like the Pew poll, which indicates that a majority of Americans do not want more gun control. And in fact, now that the flavor of the month is universal background checks, well, almost 60% of those who were interviewed or surveyed by CNN said that universal background checks is not going to take guns out of the hands of criminals and the mentally insane, et cetera, et cetera. So here again, you know, you've got conflicting polls. But bottom line, and here's the ultimate response to that, it doesn't matter what the polls say. Our God-given rights do not depend on the majority view. You know, as the Declaration of Independence says, we have rights that are given to us by God from the Creator. And so they're not given to us from government, and that's why they're inalienable. They cannot be denied, taken away, in any way restricted or put waiting period on or licensed or restricted. They're unalienable. And the Second Amendment is really in keeping with that idea of inalienable rights, because the Second Amendment says that our right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
That's right. So going back to then, where does it come to the point where the American people say no more? We go back to our forefathers who said we must begin to resist. Where does that come into play? Because to me, Eric, that's not too radical. I mean, we have a government that's sanctioning murder of the innocent in the womb. We have a government that's sanctioning or attempting to redefine marriage. We have a government that is entertaining our sworn enemies within. When did the American people stand up and say that's enough? We resist now. Enough is enough.
Well, you know, I think
we're getting
right
too
now,
revolutionary here for you, Eric.
Well,
I mean, if you read the Declaration of Independence, my friend, 75% of that documentation is our forefathers throwing off a tyrant who would not be ruled by God's moral government.
Well, and I was just going to bring up the Declaration of Independence. They point out that it's never an easy question deciding when you do that. And they do refer to that it's better to suffer through evils perpetrated. So, you know, this wasn't something that they did going off half-cocked. And let's face it, too, in many ways, we still have the consent of the governed. And so to the fact that, to the point that, you know, we're being oppressed, it's being done by people that we have elected. And so that gets to a whole bigger discussion, Bradley, as to, you know, what are the American people being taught? What is going on in the public schools? I mean, that,
you know, that's probably where the battle is being waged and lost right there, or lost.
No question about it, because that's exactly, well, we do high school assemblies across the country, we do colleges and the such, and that's exactly right. It's to the educational scheme, where the parents, 86% of those that are sending their kids to the public schools to be illegally indoctrinated through the federal government, through a violation of Article 10, are Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are dropping their school, their kids off at the public school, throwing them into shark-infested waters, trying to figure out why they're coming home a different way than the way that they went to school. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. Eric, can I hold you over for one more segment, please?
Absolutely.
I greatly appreciate it. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, Eric Pratt, Executive Director from Gun Owners of America. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. Hold up with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side of the Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. NutriGold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one NutriGold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, folks, we got Eric Pratt, Executive Director for Gun Owners of America. You may know his dad as Larry Pratt because that is his dad. But aside of that, Eric, can you go ahead and share with people as to how they're supposed to get a hold of you once we're done with our interview here, please?
Absolutely. Gunowners.org is the best place on the web. People can also like us on Facebook at Gun Owners. You know, the fight that we are fighting politically is so important because in many ways we are advancing the football forward. I mean, we've been involved in the courts, and as you know, I'm sure you remember, Bradley, we had two very notable victories within the past 10 years at the Supreme Court, the Heller case and the McDonald case, which really helped, I should say, reestablish, because we already had the individual right to keep and bear arms, but it was great to have a very solid, mostly solid Supreme Court decision. You know, we are gaining ground all over the country. I mean, think about it. 20 years ago, you know, it was hit or miss in terms of the right to conceal carry. Now all 50 states have it in some form or another, and 8 states have constitutional carry where you don't have to ask for permission. And there's even more states that want to get such a law passed. So, you know, things are happening. We are advancing and gaining background that's been lost. And a lot of this just has to do in terms of what we're doing at Gun Owners, mobilizing people to get the right people elected, to put the heat on legislators when bad bills come up. But we're also out there in the public challenging the ideas that are out there, and it's always been encouraging to see people tell us, you know, you changed our mind. A very famous debate that my father had with Piers Morgan, where you know, they went toe to toe. That debate went viral, people have watched that and told us, you know, I expected to be agreeing with Piers, and actually Larry changed my mind.
Oh, absolutely. And every time I've seen a debate with your father involved, that's exactly what you come away with. Wait, I never thought about that before. It's also interesting to note, too, concerning Piers, I've never seen a spanking quite like that on national television. And your dad did it better than anybody else, my friend. He really did.
He did. He was
and
so
I told
calm.
Him, oh, it was great. And that's just his disposition. I mean, it's just, he's so calm. He's so right on. He's so ready for the opposition that he just literally conquers it as soon as it comes out of their mouth, and it's second to none. And that's why I appreciate you guys so much. And I knew what to expect once I got you here on the radio. And again, Eric, I so appreciate having guys like you out there. I want to highlight, we got just a couple minutes left here. I want to highlight too what's going on in Missouri right now, where we have a college, I believe, that's actually going to, or someone suing the college for it being an anti-gun zone, a free zone, gun-free zone. Do you know anything about that?
You know, I'm not familiar with that specific case, but I'll tell you what, Bradley, that's something we have actually advocated doing for quite a while, is that hold the people liable, you know, especially if someone is injured in a gun-free zone because they were told they couldn't carry a firearm and therefore they're injured as a result, to then hold the people who passed such a rule or regulation or law liable. And it sounds like, you know, I don't know if there was any injury that occurred, but it sounds like that's kind of the thrust of what's happening there.
Well, it reminds me, John Owens, the famous preacher, said either you're killing sin or sin's killing you. And it's interesting because when you think about, remember back in the 1980s when the USA actually beat China, Russia in hockey. And the Russian hockey team was the best in the world. Nobody could beat these guys. They were the conquerors, and everybody knew that they were the conquerors. And Herb Brooks, who happens to be, he was from our own backyard here, He told those young people when he picked those young people, which had 6 months to prepare to beat the Russians in the Olympics, he said the way to beat them is to take their game and shove it right back down their throat. And going away, in which we don't want it to go in America today, we see these anti-gunners now trying to take it another step and even going after the manufacturers of those, namely those that manufacture the guns. What say you of that? I mean, this is to the extreme totalitarianism, Eric.
It really is, and that's actually very scary if they were to be successful in doing that, because they could literally put the Second Amendment out of business. I mean, think about it. If you could hold a gun manufacturer liable for any murder that's committed with the gun, even though it was sold legally to somebody, but then let's say a criminal steals it and uses it in a crime, to hold the manufacturer liable, who's going to be able to stay in business? It'll be very hard to buy new firearms. And so thankfully, you know, one of the things that we would actually, one of the few things we've applauded President Bush for was signing legislation that actually restricted that. And it's done, the law has done a good job in restricting a lot of the suits, trying to hold manufacturers liable. Before he signed it, I mean, there were dozens of suits. Now it's only a trickle. And even the ones that are there, so far have not been successful at all. But, we are hearing, from either Obama or Hillary Clinton, if she were to get elected, or Bernie Sanders, this is what they want to bring back, and they want to repeal that law to make it possible to put gun dealers out of business and gun manufacturers out of business.
Well, if you put in parallel the abortion industry right now, Troy Newman from Operation Rescue is actually the one that brought the 10 films forward where the Planned Parenthood doctors, if you want to call them that, were actually self-incriminating themselves where they're drinking wine and eating a salad. Well, we just found recently that Loretta Lynch, the new AG, is now sending forth a lawsuit against Troy Newman for exposing Planned Parenthood. And this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, even seen in the, gun control, the anti-gunners and what they're willing to do. Well, you know what? One step's not enough. It's almost like the Hegelian dialectic. They don't want to just get one step. They want to take another step and another step until America is completely disarmed. And I want to lay this to you before. I want to ask you a couple questions, and I just want you to respond as I bring up these quotes. And, for example, Joseph Stalin here, the sole leader of the Soviet Union from 1924 to 1953, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves.
Well, that is ultimately the goal of a tyrant. They don't like the peasants being armed. You hear that from the Stalins and the Hitlers and the Castros of the world. Shame on any politician that talks that way in this country. We should not be voting for them at all. And by the way, there are politicians that are talking that way. At our website at gunners.org and also on our Facebook page, we're bringing it to light. You know, I mean, thank God we live in a free society. We can expose the deeds of darkness, and that's exactly what we're doing.
I'm going to give you one more on a positive. His name is Thomas Jefferson. He said at the Virginia Constitution Draft 1, I'm sorry, when he wrote Virginia Constitution Draft 1, 1776, he said, no free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms. What say you, Eric Pratt?
Well, amen. And that just, gets back to what we've been talking about, that the right to keep and bear arms is the God-given right to be able to protect ourselves. And, we see this in the scriptures. We see, Jesus telling his disciples in Luke 22:36, if you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one. A lot of people aren't familiar with that passage. Check it out. It's there. The Bible is not against self-defense. I was in a Sunday school class not too long ago, and the guy teaching said, the Bible never teaches self-defense. I said, yes, it does, beginning in Exodus 22 and all the way through Jesus telling his disciples to buy a sword if they don't have one. So it's definitely there.
Common sense does come into play, does it not, my friend?
It sure does.
And that's what I think America needs to get back to. One more time, Eric, how do people get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Go to on the web at Gun Owners with an S, gunowners.org, and on Facebook at Gun Owners, /Gun Owners. Please like us there, and we will. And by the way, when you go to the website, sign up for our free email alerts because we will keep you up to date with what's going on. We don't flood your email inbox. It's only as the threats come down the pike that's when we're alerting our members, and it's having a dramatic impact in stopping bad legislation from passing, which, let's face it, under this administration, we've had a lot to be in opposition to.
I would say you guys are busy little bees over there. Folks, Eric Pratt, Director, Gun Owners of America, again, thank you for being on Sons of Liberty Radio, my friend. By the way, he's also over on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and today we have been talking about top 10 misstatements made by Obama in his response to Oregon shooting. Check it out by Eric Pratt. Again, thank you very much, Eric. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks, Bradley. I appreciate it. Let's do it again.
Yeah, we will. No question. Folks, I wanted to throw this at you really quick because I didn't want to take it in a negative, and I never want to take it in a negative. I want to keep it as a positive, but oftentimes we have to expose the negative to bring about the positive. And really what I'm trying to say in essence here, friends, is we need to overcome evil with good. We need to stand up and do the right thing, because the right thing to do is to stand up and do the right thing. And the right time to do the right thing is right now, folks, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. So let's stand up and do the stuff, as we say in the ministry. 1 John 3:18, love you about what we do. See you.
Cool. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money.